Next patient is Thor Young. This is a consultation, request by flushing of face. Reason for consultation, palpitation. Aortic stenosis. History patient is a 75-year-old. Recently complaining of palpitation, shown as a breath period. Patient had a recent COVID infection. Patient symptoms got worse after the COVID infection period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of palpitation and shown as a breath period. Patient is also completing occasional chest pain. Patient delayed syncope or pre-syncope period. Patient also has a soft tissue mass in the abdominal aorta. Period patient is followed by vascular surgeon period. Current medication, allopurinol 100 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, calcium, decatron, folic acid, losartan 25 mg daily, nephrovite, prednisone, period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, past medical history, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hydronephrosis, period. Review system. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, you can weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimate, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure. One third over 43, pulse 75, respiration 16, weight is 106 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 2 over 6 holosis, 2 over 6 ejection systolic murmur, the left sternum border, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, palpitation and shortness of breath. Number 2, possible aortic stenosis. Number 3, chronic kidney disease. Recommendation. Patient has a murmur suggestive of possible aortic stenosis. I'll get an echocardiogram to assess aortic stenosis, aortic inception, say period. That will also tell us the function of the LV, left ventricle period. We'll also place a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate any cardiac dysrhythmia. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we'll decide for the management. Consultation date is 7/20/122. Please send a copy to Fresno Pace.